Selling Poll: Why I'm Disinviting My Unvaccinated Friends from My Dinner Parties. By James Delling Poll on June 4, 2021. The latest salvo in the mainstream media's ugly, dishonest, and bought and paid for war on vaccine skeptics comes from the Daily Telegraph. It has run a silly piece in its women's features section titled Why I'm Disinviting My Unvaccinated Friends from My Dinner Parties. The author is one Kate Mulvey, whose published works include Flirting with the Barman, The Big Girl's Guide to Growing Old Disgracefully and How to Date a Younger Man, The Cougar's Guide to Cub Hunting. Mulvey begins by describing a gathering of friends at which, naturally, conversation turned instantly to which brand of experimental gene therapy they had had injected into their bingo wings. Soon, as is now customary, we were swapping our vaccination stories, apart from one friend, that is, who kept very quiet. Because she has decided not to have the jab. When it was her turn to reveal if she was Astra or Pfizer, she said, neither, actually. When she caught our incredulous expressions, she explained she was against putting stuff in her body and would take her chances with herd immunity. The rest of us fell awkwardly silent and then changed the subject, but, later, I found myself fuming. I feel increasingly angry at those who refuse to be vaxxed. What Mulvey never quite successfully explains is why she should feel so angry about other people's private medical decisions. After all, if the vaccines work, then she and her vaccinated friends should be completely protected from any of those so-called COVIDiots who refuse to follow suit. This is a silly article but not a harmless one. It is part of a propaganda technique known as seeding. The Telegraph, which like the rest of the MSM derives a significant chunk of its revenue from government advertising, is pushing the narrative that vaccine skeptics are deviants, untermenskin, outcasts who have no place in polite society. The historical precedents for this are obvious. Truly, it is shaming that a nicely brought up, middle-class girl like Kate Mulvey, educated at posh girls' school Godolphin and Latimer, and the former House Journal of the Tory Shires should be engaging in this kind of finger-pointing, vilification and dehumanization. Happily, most of the readers haven't fallen for this ruse. The comments are, in the main, skeptical. This is a propaganda piece, right? Critical thinking is chewed for mindless snobbery, or did you ever have a brain to begin with? The most arrogant article I've read, even The Guardian don't stoop this low. What an appalling article, who'd be so pompous as to write such drivel? Probably a double-masking lockdown fanatic too? I'm beginning to wish I hadn't been vaccinated now. Your dinner parties will be a bundle of laughs, with all your guests virtue signaling like mad. Will you inspect their vaccination certificates before you let them in? I have had two vaccinations, but must decline your invitation owing to a subsequent engagement. But this repellent scapegoating of the unvaccinated won't stop. It is part of what looks very much like a concerted campaign to demonize so-called vaccine refuseniks. As I wrote before, this campaign has already roped in such members of the Wankerati as composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, radio hosts Nick Ferrari, Ian Dale, and Shelley Fogarty, chef Marco Pierre White, and sister of famous person Rachel Johnson. Now the case for having the jab has been made more compelling still thanks to the assertion on Breakfast TV by former game show presenter Nick Hewer that everyone should ignore the possibility of blood clots and get jabbed for the common good. Well, if the guy who used to present Countdown and who, before that, was one of Lord Sugar's sidekicks on The Apprentice says we should take the vaccine, how can we possibly refuse?